This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another free episode of the Doxcast. I'm your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the daily Richard Early. It's free comic book.
Yeah, I got it.
How are you doing, Rich?
I'm good. How about you?
I had to parse that one myself. It's like it came out of my mouth, and I needed to make sure it made sense.
Yep. No, we're here to talk all things Free Comic Book Day, but yeah. I mean, we got to talk this past weekend just a little.
Oh,
bit.
Oh, just like, a little bit. We'll avoid spoilers for now, right? For
anything. Yeah. So first of all, coming up May 4th is the annual Free Comic Book Day. Mm. I tell you what I've noticed. People know this. Like people are aware. So and Paradox. I'm going to talk about what Paradox has done this year as we go on with the podcast. Right, but so first things first, right up front, if you only stick around for a few minutes, give you the pertinent information.
Yeah.
We open our doors at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. We will have 10,000 free comics. There's actually what we're doing too is we're going to have books from previous years. So if we have newcomers, like the selection is going to be even bigger than normal. So, but there's about 50 books that you can choose from. We've refined the rules a little bit, it's just 5 per person. Don't care. You show up with a family of 20, you all get 5 comics. That's the way it is. So last year we did a cap on families, but it's not worth it. So this just makes it the most straightforward and simple way we can possibly do it. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's the gag, right? And we'll have some sales going on, things like that. We're actually still in the process of finalizing all that because we're in the last 3 days of our countdown sale. People have been coming in since 10 a.m. right away this morning by taking advantage. We're at 40% off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All graphic novels, all board games, all role playing games, 40% off. So
I noticed there's no longer copies of Spirit Island on the shelf.
Yeah, and then
good on you guys.
We have a nice 2 days in Thursday and Friday to try to get everything replaced. So it's just going to be a week.
Yeah.
But okay. So that being said, you've got the information. 26 Robert Street, Paradox Comics, 9 a.m. Saturday. So, but here's what I want to go backwards to. So this weekend for me. And we'll talk Endgame. Started with Avengers Endgame and ended with Game of Thrones. I just want to say a couple things about Thrones since I know you don't watch Thrones, right?
Yeah,
but like that was the most impressive episode of television I've ever seen in my life. Like I don't care, if every fantasy battle you've ever wanted to see happened last night on Game of Thrones. Dragon battles, armies of the dead, you name it. It's all there. I mean, it was an hour and a half of sheer terror. I mean, it starts with about a 10 or 15 minute just dreadful. It's all silent as we know the Army of the Dead is there. We know we're set for the battle, but everybody's terrified. And then it just ramps up from that point on. It's, TV operates differently than books. There are a lot of things that I can say about how they've handled the end of Game of Thrones, the show, that I actually don't like because it's what they've chosen to do over the last 2 seasons is become redactive. They started cutting out characters, cutting down storylines, and reducing towards that final battle, which is not what the books are about. The books are like the opposite. We're going into book 6 someday, and we're still adding characters and we're still adding locations and we're still adding plot lines. It's just the books will never end like the show is headed towards, but that's the difference between how a novel can work and how a TV show can work, right?
Sure.
So props to them for everything. This is not a criticism of the show. What it actually is, the more I think about it, is it's going to make the show unique from the books. So we still are going to be able to look forward to the world of the books and finding out what happens there. Even if the ending ends up in the exact same place, which I have no idea, it's going to get there differently in its own way, and they're going to be their own things. And so that's what meant a lot to me in the last 2 episodes of the show. So,
nice. Yeah,
just really impressed.
And that's cool that people are starting to learn to do that, at least in the West. I know that's been something that's impressed me about anime. Back in the days when I used to watch more anime, is you'd watch a series and then there'd be a movie. The movie wouldn't be necessarily a continuation of the series, but it'd be like another take on what happened during the series.
Sure.
So it's like they understand that different mediums have different
strengths
and weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
And so you can tell the same story in different ways and have different outcomes and things like that. and that's perfectly fine and acceptable. So that's...
But yeah, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I watched last night on television, I don't believe has ever been accomplished before on television. It reminds me of the way Infinity War accomplished something never before that you thought you could do, right? That was... I mean, we have 19 or 20 main characters. We have thousands of... We have tens of thousands in combatants. Mm-hmm. We have a final battle at a big castle. We have plot line upon plot line upon plot line. And to do it, too, where the battle, if it was just a relentless fight, it would actually become boring. But they have enough different things happening that we're moving around through, and they break up the constant fighting well, you know. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It was just an amazing feat. There are things, you know, do I have any problems with anything? Yeah, but everything that I would get into would be a spoiler. But as an emotional experience of sitting there watching it, those guys just knocked it out of the park. So anyway, let's flip back to Thursday for Endgame. And again, we'll avoid spoilers. Right. I didn't feel the same way in Endgame, and I wanted to. I really liked Endgame. It's a good movie, and it's probably a really good cap on everything. Mm-hmm. For, no pun intended. Yeah. the strengths, I'll tell you my strengths in Endgame, okay? My strengths of Endgame were the personal stories for Tony and Steve Rogers. Mm-hmm. Most of the rest of it, for me, it was fine. It was there. I didn't dislike it. And I don't know what I wanted. I just know I wanted something more than what I got.
Sure.
So that's my... It's basically like, I don't have a bad thing to say about it, but it wasn't... I mean, everybody's acting like everything about it was just beyond perfect. And I don't see that. Like the whole... we can say a couple broad things. The whole time heist sequence, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Back to the Future too. Like, I mean, it was fun. I laughed my butt off, but I wanted something different. And mm-hmm. it does give you the great Tony scene, you know, the with a certain other mm-hmm. person. I don't want to specifically say that was a terrific moment. All those types of moments were where I was with the movie, and then a lot of stuff, including the final battle, was where I wasn't really with the movie that much. So there you go.
Yeah. No, in many ways, we've discussed this briefly after the fact, but in many ways, I do agree with you. I was thoroughly entertained. I really enjoyed Endgame. It's not my favorite in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not going to knock out any of my top three, but there was a lot that was really satisfying about it.
Yes.
That the parts that were just kind of, okay, this is what we're doing, and enjoying it, are more forgivable, you know. And again, I wish I could say there were a few moments where I nearly stood up out of my seat and cheered. I was you know, it was that emotional and that exciting.
Yeah, and to be clear, but, I'm not ragging on them for the stuff I thought was just okay, because you're totally right. And just like with Infinity War, look at everything they have to basically put together right at the end of their 22 movie thing, right? So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not. It's upper third of the Marvel movies for me. Mm-hmm. I wanted it. I mean, you always want it to be your favorite, you know,
right.
You can't always do that. And that's not fair to put on the creators. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
Well, anyway. And one thing I'll be interested to do, and obviously this is going to take a marathon session. I don't know if I'll ever have time for, but I'd like to watch Infinity War and Endgame together to see them as one piece, because obviously they were split up, you know, and Infinity War had a bit more of an impact on me overall than Endgame did. But I'd be very curious to see what it's like to experience that whole thing as one experience. You know?
Maybe next week we can do a full podcast on Endgame, because it'll be over a week, and then if we talk spoilers, mm-hmm. who cares, right?
So, yeah, I think that'd be fun. I think it'll be fun.
I definitely have a lot of thoughts on that comparison and a lot mm-hmm. of things to say about it and things I'd like to talk about. So, and again, I don't want people to think at all that I am not criticizing the movie. I'm just saying that it emotionally was off for me mm-hmm. a lot of the time, and then when it was on, it delivered everything I wanted. It just wasn't always there. So
right, yeah.
In between, we had a heck of a weekend at Paradox. We had our top five Magic the Gathering pre-release for War of the Spark. And it's really interesting how this year, the theme of this year, it seems like pop culture always is on top of itself, you know? It's like the theme this year is endings, right? So mm-hmm. Endgame. Game of Thrones is ending. War of the Spark is the culmination of a giant Nicole Bolas story that's been going on forever. You have Star
Supernatural
Wars.
Supernatural is ending.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's true. Yeah. So 15 years.
Yeah.
So Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Coming to the end of the Skywalker saga, like things like that. It's just, it's an interesting time, you know, because you think, well, what comes next, you know, like, and how do you rebuild after that? Like, how does Marvel go on? But we'll talk about that in the podcast when we do that next week.
So. Yeah, that sounds good.
Meantime, Free Comic Book Day is not ending.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. Because there's some good stuff happening just this coming weekend here.
Yeah, it's Christmas for the nerds. I'll talk about, well, I think if you're looking up books, I want to talk about a few of the books. But I just want to talk about what Docs is doing this year. So Free Comic Book Day has been around for 18 years. It's gone through all kinds of sort of changes. Well, not changes. It's gone through all kinds of, like, changes here, you know, not in what it is, right? It's been the same thing for pretty much the whole time.
Right.
There used to be more books. They cut down a little bit, which I think was good for the event. The only thing that I know is that, well, I mean, it's too, you know, Docs, since the 25th anniversary last October, Docs has been going nonstop, right? Between that and then we had the terrible winter that really hurt everybody's ability to live.
It really did.
Yeah, so, but now we've had the remodel, the website. Internally, we have a new point-of-sale system. We have a new subscription system. And we're not even – we're scratching the surface. Like, all we've really done is created our tools. You're going to be seeing in the next 3 to 6 months what we're going to do with all those tools, right? So – but – so Free Comic Book Day, I don't want to say it's a little lost for me this year, but I would say normally it's the big event. And it kind of still is, but I've just been giving you so many big events, you know, that what I decided to do with FCBD this year is actually pull back a tiny bit. We have the same number of books coming, things like that. Where I pulled back was, one, in the promotion. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really interested to see is a pure attendance number. Absent of people who just see my... Last year I paid for $1,600 of the ads in the forum. I'm convinced that didn't bring me many more people, right? Mm-hmm. And if it did, it brought me... You know, you want to use this as your showcase, as your record store day and things like that. But you also want to try to generate genuine interest and genuine customers and genuine fans. And not just people who put 5 comics in their hands and leave and never come back to your store again.
Right.
So what we're really fascinated to see is how many people attend an event. You all know. Like, everybody I talk to knows, and I haven't handed them a flyer or had a poster up or, you know, nothing. And that's what I'm really interested in. And with that, too, when all you ever do is ramp up the excitement and you keep yelling, you think you have to be better than last year every time, you hit a wall. You hit a yelling wall. You know, you hit a noise wall. And you got, you know this as fans, right? At some point, you have to pull back. And so what I'm really interested in the future is we're giving ourselves breathing room. We can analyze how many people come. We can analyze how doing it this way works. And then we can have time to take that and take our new appearance and do something different with it. And next year it'll be much more of a big deal because all this other stuff won't be going on at the same time. So,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
That's my take on how we've approached this year.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point about how, you know, we've had a number of big events. Free Comic Book Day is usually, like, the big event that happens at the comic shop all year. I mean, there's other things that happen, but that's kind of the big one that we build up to, and it's huge, and it's the store is packed, and it's crazy, and we've had a good amount of that already this year with some of the stuff we've been doing. And certainly we've been seeing some things ramp up in terms of game day, getting a lot of good response for the demos, especially Dungeons & Dragons. This War of the Spark pre-release that just happened this weekend. Obviously, it's a Magic pre-release. Those typically have a good response, but this one was, from what it sounds like, just overwhelming with the number of people that came out and participated. And so, yeah, it does kind of feel like this giant event that happens every year, and it's kind of the cornerstone for all these things, is, for lack of a better term, a little lost amongst the shuffle, which it isn't. I mean, we're giving it a great amount of attention. We're putting a lot into the day, but it's not... not sure exactly where else I'm
No, but you know what?
Talk, though,
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome because... because if it's the be all end all, then something's wrong. You know, like if you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like if that's the only thing we're building up towards, and then it happens, because this has happened a lot where that has been the case, and then we crash mm-hmm. afterwards, you know,
right.
and nobody comes back because we all build up to that and they got their free comics and that's that or whatever, you know. I don't know. I'm really excited to have it be more a part of a big ongoing process. Mm-hmm. Rather than the end game,
yeah.
you know, or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, no, that's the other part of that. I think is you know, things are feeling more balanced. If we're gonna go back to more,
yeah,
everything in perfect balance.
Yes.
Where yeah, the store isn't just comic books. It isn't just magic. It isn't just board games. It's all of those things. And to be feeling like we're hitting all of those different groups with sizable events and a good reason to keep on coming back to the store, I think is where things need to be. And, you know, Tabletop Night was huge for a while, and then it kind of petered out a little bit, and now we're revitalizing that with the game days, and, you know, so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's maybe not that Free Comic Book Day feels lost amongst other things, it's just that other things are rising to its level, or we're bringing them up to that level. And that's a really good spot for the store to be in for us here and for all the people in those their various nerddoms to feel as though they're getting appropriate treatment and you know the things that they want to participate in.
I'm excited. I mean, I this morning I got up and I thought to myself for the first time in a long like. A lot of stuff's happened the last 3.5 years, and I'm not going to lie. I've been a little depressed and lost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up this morning and this thought just popped into my head. It's like my goal since way back in the day was to be the number one place to be a nerd. Period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think I was reading an article about Amazon, and I thought Amazon will stop at nothing for their customers to accomplish that goal. And this morning I was like, that's what I want to get back to. I want to stop at nothing to make this store the best place it can be for my customers, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, like 26 years, man, like years are different, you know. Some years are down, some years are up, some decades are down, some decades are up, you know. And so you got to open that door every day, regardless of what you feel like. That's how you make it 26 years. But I'm excited that after 26 years, I still have that kind of spark and fire. And this has been one of the greatest businesses and most fortunate things that I've been lucky to be in the middle of, despite it also being one of the most stressful life-affecting things also, you know.
Right.
So, anyway.
So, Nicole Bolas hasn't stolen your spark yet?
No, my spark is still there.
Still
so.
Safe.
And
all
the
right.
Transformers spark.
So, we'll talk about some of the other things going on Free Comic Book Day in a second here, but let's talk about some of the comic books. Brandon Ross jumped in here and asked, or he said he's been meaning to ask you, where are all the DC Free Comic Book Day books?
What they're doing is terrific. So they've launched a line of books called Ink and Zoo, and they're aimed at all ages readers. So we're getting sample pages from two of their different books this Free Comic Book Day. One is a Catwoman book that's aimed at readers 15 and up, and one is a Justice League book that's aimed at younger readers. So what's great about Ink and Zoom, they've hired already successful New York Times best-selling young adult authors, people who've got millions of fans already, and now they're giving them these DC properties and saying, do what you want with to make standalone stories, right? Ultimately, they're going to be putting out two of these a month once they're up and running. So it's very exciting. But to Brandon's question, there's a book coming out. It actually comes out on Wednesday, but we're going to hold it for Saturday. It's called it's the DC Year of the Villain one-shot. And what they do is they put a 25-cent price sticker on it, and they release it on Wednesday. And what's really cool, so it's actually at my cost, it's less than what I pay for Free Comic Book Day comics. So I ordered 500 of those, and I'm just going to give them away as part of Free Comic Book Day on Saturday. So that's your big DC book. So
Fantastic.
So you got something. DC's actually got something for everybody. They're this huge young reader initiative, but in conjunction with that, they've got a great book for the superhero fans. So
sweet. Well, I've got the list of books pulled up here. Should I go through and
let's
read off
gold
some
tier.
Of these?
Yeah. So gold tier is kind of like the top publishers, and then the rest are the lots of books from smaller publishers, and a second book from Marvel and DC. So
right. So it looks like there is a Doctor Who comic, the 13th Doctor.
Yep, Jodie Whittaker. Her first appearance in comics was in last year's. So that's exciting.
Nice. There's an Avengers comic book. Which is
who are
timely,
they?
All right.
This is kind of interesting, actually. This Wednesday, Savage Avengers number 1 goes on the stands for sale. So when you come in, it'll already be there. But that is the free comic book day, is a Savage Avengers free comic. But it's not the story. It's not just pages from number 1. It's actually a unique story. So,
oh, cool.
So you can pick that up, plus you can buy the number 1 simultaneously.
Fantastic. So. Let's see. It looks like we have a Bloodshot special.
Yeah, Vin Diesel movie coming up from Valiant.
Oh, wow. Vin Diesel is Bloodshot. Cool.
Yep.
There's also a Stranger Things comic book.
Yeah, and there was a Stranger Things miniseries last year, and it told the story of Will's time in the Upside Down during season 1 while everybody was trying to get to him. And it's in continuity stories. So I was mad, though, last year they sent us that big Stranger Things standee, but not a comic. So now at least we finally get the free comic, so I'm happy about that.
That's
so
good. All right. Do you want me to go through all of the gold books?
Yeah, I would just keep.
All right, perfect. Looks like there is a Deadly Class Killer Set one shot.
Yep. Deadly Class is that, it's a Rick Remender comic that's been on Sci-Fi. And I think this is a reprint of Deadly Class number 1. So if you've enjoyed the show or want to check it out, then there you go.
Perfect. Next up on the list is Disney Descendants, Dizzy.
See, I know nothing about the Descendants. I know. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and I feel stupid. I know Disney inside and out, and I usually feel like I'm hip and up to date. But man, do I know nothing about the Descendants.
Well, so. I've been in the room while the Descendants movies were on in my house, so I know a little bit about it. The basic plot line is the Descendants, the daughters and sons of Disney villains. Some of them have been allowed for the first time ever to leave the island that all the villains are held captive on to go to school with the sons and daughters of
that's
the Disney
fantastic.
Heroes.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you've got, like, Maleficent's daughter, who's, like, kind of the main character, and the daughter of the Evil Queen and son of Jafar and stuff like that, going to school with the son of Beauty and the Beast and, and, of course, all the things that happen there. And it's, learning that you can be yourself. You don't have to... Just because people paint you as an evil person, you don't have to be. And, it's a very positive message, of course.
That's amazing. I really like that.
So. Yeah, and Dizzy, I can't remember. She was in Descendants 2, just kind of,
Duck?
No. I can't remember who she's the child of. So if someone is watching and happens to know that, please feel free to chime in and help me remember that.
Sure.
But yeah, so basically you've got, any Disney movie character, Mulan's daughter shows up and so on and
very
so
forth. Very recognizable
so,
stuff.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Next on the list is Interceptor number 1.
So this is really cool. There's a small publisher called Vault Comics that we want to carry more books from. And they landed Donnie Cates to write a book called Interceptor.
Oh, wow.
And it just looks like a fun, if you can see the cover, mm-hmm. it looks sweet. And so we ordered a bunch of this because we love Donnie Cates to death around here.
Right.
So that's a book I highly recommend checking out. He's doing most of his work at Marvel, but here's a chance for him to do another creator-owned project. So I'm excited about that book.
Excellent. Of course, we have a Pokemon book, Pokemon I Choose You and Pokemon Adventures.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Is that new property? Is it something starting off?
I don't know. There's some kind of weird rat. It's something about vermin. Does Disney own it?
Slight topic, Jake? Yeah. Like, just Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
Is this movie going to make $80 billion, or is it just me?
I'm sure it's going to be.
Because not only does it have the whole history of the Pokemon franchise, but what's brilliant about it is that Pokemon Go has existed for, 3-4 years now or something like that? So the idea of Pokemon in a live-action setting, which might have been jarring, just everybody is ready for, and then you got Deadpool, right? So,
right.
I mean, this movie just, I'm going to go to this movie. Everybody's going to go to this dang movie, and it's going to make infinite money. So
I really hope that they have, some kind of alternate track on the Blu-ray or something where it's, instead of Ryan Reynolds voicing it, it is Deadpool. And yeah. So it's just totally, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, and it's really interesting to see that because the live action Pokemon, the way that they represent them, works really well. Whereas if you've seen the pictures of the live action Sonic, for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie that's coming out, it looks terrible. Like, people are, like, so mad about Sonic, and they're so in love with the Pokemon from Detective Pikachu. It's amazing how that can be something very similar, taking these characters from cartoons and video games and bringing them into a real-life setting. And anyway. Next on the list is the Riverdale Season 3 special.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. You know, like, there's usually an Archie comic. I think it is cool to just have a tie into the CW show. And, there you go. I don't really read the stuff. I don't watch the show. But, I mean, I think it, you know, obviously has a good audience. So,
yeah, a couple of years ago they had the first issue of Betty and Veronica, which I actually really liked. And I got, like, the next, whatever, two or three issues before that ended. And that was all that they made.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed because I thought it was a fantastic book. Anyway, next on the list is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Casualty of War.
Yeah, I don't know how this ties in. They're on the main book is on issue 93, so they're going to be counting, you know, getting ready for a big 100th issue thing. So,
and I think I saw that. Yeah, the title on that was City at War or something. So there's something going on. I'm guessing that ties into that in some capacity. Next on the list, Under the Moon, a Catwoman Tale Special Edition.
There you go. That's the Zoom book from DC. So that's just pages from, you know, they're like 80 or 100 page, you know, $10 graphic novels, and that's pages from that one. So
nice. And then we have Welcome to Whedonverse.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, Firefly, Buffy, it's all your favorite Whedon stuff and original stories that to showcase all the Boom incarnations of these things now. So it's very exciting.
Excellent. So those are all the gold tier books. And then there's silver.
Yeah, you probably you don't need to read all of those. No. I mean, if anything catches your eye as you're browsing down,
thumb through here and just see, you know, you've got.
So there's a second Marvel book, and it's a Spider-Man Venom comic. I think this is going to be one of the hits of the year. There's a huge storyline in August coming called Absolute Carnage, and it's Kate's kind of culminating all the stuff he's been doing for the last year on Venom and getting to write Spider-Man and Carnage as well. And yeah, it's going to be a huge book. So
fantastic.
Very excited. So
yeah, just kind of going through here, and you'll see a lot of the stuff you kind of see on Free Comic Book Day. There's like a Bob's Burgers one. You've got
we cut down on some of those, I'm not gonna lie, and we're gonna rely on some of our past books for some of the, like, yeah, great, it's Bob's Burgers, we all already like it or don't, you know what I mean? So we, like, we kind of spent our money a little bit differently this year.
Sure.
You know, honestly, there are actually a few books I didn't even bring in because they don't tie in. There were a couple books that don't tie into anything that I can sell or for you to buy, you know. And so, like, what is the point of a book that doesn't lead a customer to a purchase, both for the customer and for me? You know, like, I'm not, you know, so I don't mean that just from a greedy, oh, I want to sell them.
Right.
I mean, but it's like, you come in, you pick up a book, you're like, that's really cool. And then you come in and you're like, and we're like, yeah, that isn't anything. So,
right. So, but we do have Spawn number 1.
Yep, so it's a reprint of Spawn number 1, and we're headed for Spawn number 300. That Spawn is actually really heated up as one of the more exciting books on the stands. We've been ordering more copies as we get closer. They've been introducing new characters. They have really awesome covers. It's just been pretty exciting.
Nice. Looks like there's an issue of The Tick. Always good to see that back on the stands.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch on here. There's a Spider-Man
you guys
one.
Can
there's
visit
a Star
free,
Wars one.
Well, you guys can visit our website, and we've got them all listed. So Josh can add a link to this after the fact or something. But we've got a link to the freecomicbookday.com site where everything is. So
here, I'll put in the Facebook chat right now if anybody happens to be watching. There's a link to the...
So the other part of Free Comic right Book there. Day is the events that go on during the day.
Right.
That's one place where we have 100% scaled back this year. And I already have ideas about next year, that's for sure. But, you know, we're not doing any contests. We're not doing costume contests. Like, we've done a lot of those things. We know what the response tends to be and things like that. And we just, like... we're looking for things that you guys want to do, right? And so if we run a coloring contest and 3 or 4 people out of 500 or of 1,000 do it, you're not really interested in it, you know? Right. And so that's the things we need to think about. This low key year will give us that time to think about that towards next year. So it'll be interesting to see what people ask us for, you know, hey, are you guys doing trivia today? You know, like things right. like that, just to take note of, that will help us in our research if we know what fans think would be cool, right? However, you know, we do have a lot of stuff going on as well. So, and oh, there it is. I just dropped my ring, my little Doctor Who ring. Really good podcasting. I just dropped my ring. So, but why don't you break down, you know, why do we have gaming this day and what is this day all about?
All right. So, Free Comic Book Day is, of course, the first Saturday in May. And first Saturday in May is Game Day at Paradox. And we're not going to stop having Game Day just because we have Free Comic Book Day. So, starting at 9 a.m. when the store opens, there will be open space for gaming, as usual. So you can come in, bring your board games, and play with other people, play some of the games on our shelves. Absolutely, come on in, enjoy Game Day. Starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to begin our demos. Well, the demos themselves start at 2. At 1 o'clock, we're going to do the Dungeons & Dragons Q&A session. That went really well last month, and it's a good way for people to kind of get their feet wet and decide if they want to try playing America's favorite role-playing game. So you can come in and check that out. And then after that, starting at 2 o'clock, we will have Dungeons & Dragons demos. We have 2 Dungeon Masters on site, so we can have up to 2 tables of 6 people each, depending on how many people we get interested. And then we'll also have 2 game demos that day, 2 scheduled demos of comic book games. They both happen to be Marvel games because they're very good games. So starting at 2 o'clock, you can demo Thanos Rising, the Avengers Infinity War game. We played that on stream a couple weeks ago, and it's really fun. I actually really enjoyed it. I would recommend giving that one a try, especially if you're a fan of cooperative games or of the movies or whatever. It's easy to pick up, but there's lots of interesting choices to make, so it will appeal to a wide variety of gamers. And then at 4 o'clock, there will be a demo of Marvel, a legendary deck-building game, and that is... I think I said the title wrong, but you get the idea. It's basically a deck-building game where you're recruiting heroes to fight a villain. Again, it's cooperative, but that one actually has an element of one player wins the most if everybody wins. I actually haven't played that one, but I've heard it's fantastic. So drop in and try that one out. And then whenever there's time in between those or off to the side, if you don't get in on those demos, we'll have...
Played Legendary?
I haven't.
Wow.
I played Firefly Legendary.
Oh, yeah,
but not Marvel.
Yeah. They're very similar, but yeah, I mean, they learned a lot by the time they made the Firefly one, so... Yeah.
And Brandon Ross is asking if it was produced by Upper Deck, and it
yes.
is.
Yep.
That is correct. But yeah, so we'll have 5-Minute Marvel on hand as well, which is, it's a 5-Minute card game you can play, and it's based in the Marvel universe there, so come and check out those demos. So those will be going from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Then we're going to take an hour break, and we are going to transform the front of the store into a Star Wars cantina, because it is May the 4th, and May the 4th be with you. So doing that, or during that, we will have demos of X-Wing, which is a starfighter miniatures combat game. We'll have Star Wars Legion, which is the ground battles miniatures game. There will be Star Wars Destiny demos, which is a collectible card and dice game where you play... it's kind of in the vein of Magic the Gathering or something like that, where you'd buy booster packs and build up your deck. But in the Star Wars universe and using special dice. And then I will also be running... several sessions of the Fantasy Flight Star Wars role-playing game using the Age of Rebellion source book. So You can just pop on down. We don't have official sign-ups for those. It's just going to be like at 7 o'clock. We're going to group up some people, like for the role-playing game. You can go and stop in at the tables, and as spots open up, you can jump in and play. It's going to be kind of loose and fun. We have some people who are going to be here in their Star Wars cosplays and things.
You might be able to play against Darth Vader.
Right. So, it should be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and it's just a showcase of pop culture. You know, that's the Free Comic Book Day is a well-known thing. It's an excuse to get people into the shops all over the country and to check out all the things that are available to do. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
in between now and then, we'll be running promotions on Facebook. We have flyers in the store. Tomorrow night, if you're watching this right now, Tuesday night, we'll try to showcase all the books on our weekly comic show. Brandon and I should be able to have those kind of replace what we normally do and just show you all the books. So, things like that going on all week, and then lots of work. So,
yep, always. Saturday, May 4th, stop in right away at 9 a.m., get your comic books, hang out or come back, play some game demos, and also we'll have our usual tabletop night starting at 6 p.m. as well. So that'll be what you've come to expect from that whole thing with open gaming and giveaways and things like that. So, it's going to be a really full day.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fascinating. Like, my expectation is for really good attendance, despite the ads, just because of familiarity. You know, mm-hmm. People just know that it's a thing. So, I mean, you know, and I'm counting on that for sure. And I'm really excited. You know, we had 3 years ago, we had 1,500 people. Last year, we had about 900. So you always ask yourself, what's going on? Why is that? I think it is a little of malaise. You know, there's a lot of things to do now, right? Mm-hmm. In years gone by, Free Comic Book Day for fans also was like a big thing. And it still is. But you have more nerd options today than you did, say, 10 years ago. So you have a lot of things to choose from. So, and I think a lot of people know, like, yeah, I can go get my 5 comics, but I can do it next year if I don't do it this year. So, I mean, that's where I'm really fascinated to just see what is the tone from customers this year. Are you guys excited? You know, who's excited? Why are you here? You know, and I'm looking forward to how we're approaching it. So,
yeah, and just to mention also, we will have our comic experts on hand so they can help direct you to what free comic books you might be interested in based on your interests.
We have some customer volunteers helping out with that again this year as well. So.
Yep. And of course, we'll be happy to direct you from the free comic books over to the comics and the graphic novels that you can purchase so that you can find something that you like and figure out where to take it from there. So, like Rich is saying, we want to make this the best experience for you as possible. We want to make repeat customers out of people. We want to help you find your next nerdy passion. So stop on down to the store on May 4th. Stop down before then, too. Definitely on Saturday, May 4th. It's going to be a huge day. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I don't know if we have anything else to really say about it at this point.
No.
All right. Well, to do a little bit
I don't. I'm excited. Yeah, and so I got work to do.
Right. A little bit of bookkeeping on our end. We do record these podcasts live and stream them, as you are noticing if you have tuned in on Facebook or on Twitch. Otherwise, they're available on our website currently and working on getting that back up on iTunes. I need to double-check in on that. But we cover a variety of topics, and we hope that you'll tune in for more podcasts as they come up. Weekly comic show every Tuesday around 6 p.m. Tabletop Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Again, Facebook and twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC. You can go to ParadoxCNC.com. That's our website. It is still fairly new. It's very exciting. Any of the game demos we mentioned, you can go on to the event calendar and you can actually RSVP so that you have a guaranteed spot at the table. You can also find us on Twitter @ParadoxCNC and Instagram ParadoxCNC. So check us out online. Come see us down in the store, and we'll definitely see you on Free Comic Book Day. And hopefully we'll also see you on the next DocScan.
This is the This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, geek on.